Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Medani's Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome all the participants for Medani's Q3 FY25 conference call. At the outset, I would like to thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. From the management, we have with us today Mr. N. Gaurisankara Rao, Director of Finance and Additional Charge of Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. T. Muthukumar, Director, P&M. Without much ado, I would hand over the call to Mr. Sankara Rao to take this forward. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Amit. My dear esteemed investors and representatives of financial institutions, most welcome to today's our financial highlights presentation. Medani, you are aware, it is a very cute company, and for the quarter three, our results, I would like to mention that as far as revenue and VOP is concerned, compared to the last year, same quarter, FY24 and FY25, those little dip is there. However, in the form of EBITDA, PBT, and PAT, there is an improvement. Last year, we did for the same quarter 251.98 crores revenue. This year, it is 237.97, a dip of 5.56%. Last year, we have done VOP of 279.28 crores. This year, it is 257.45, a dip of 7.82%. Whereas when it is coming to EBITDA, last year for the quarter three, it is 17%, 42.11 crores. This year, it is 59.44 crores. It is 25%. That is an increase of 41.15%. I will explain in detail the reasons for the same. Same way, PBT also, there is a growth of from 18.92 crores of last quarter, last quarter three of FY24, to quarter three of FY25 is 36 crores, an increase of 90.27%. Same way, PAT also, it is last year, it is 5%, 12.49 crores. This year, it is 11%, 25.27 crores, an increase of 102.32%. For nine months, if you see, there is last year, FY24, we did 667.18 crores. Whereas this year, cumulatively, we did 663.54 crores, more or less at the same level, only 0.55% is the dip. Coming to VOP, it is 865.77 crores last year. This year, it is 736.46 crores. Our intention is to reduce the higher inventory, as we have discussed in earlier several meetings. We have concentrated more on revenue than VOP. Coming to EBITDA, it is last year, it is 20% for nine months. This year, it is 22% from 135.55 crores to 148.02 crores. The same PBT also has gone from 66.29 crores to 78.88 crores. PAT is 44.88 crores to 53.92 crores. That means nearly we have seen some 2% growth in EBITDA and 2% growth in PBT also, and 1% in PAT. Mainly, this is because this year we have an advantage of price reduction in raw materials on account of nickel, where compared to last year, this year prices have come down. Though in some cases, prices increased, nickel being used maximum in Medani because all these raw materials we import from foreign countries, it is usually not available. So there is a reduction on account of nickel. Some prices like titanium, sponge, moly, though it has gone up, we could manage. We could save nearly 29 crores on account of raw material price reduction and 19 crores on account of consumption. Another thing I want to In addition to raw materials, we also consume plant rivets. We say scrap, but it is a plant rivet, plant returns. This can be also be used where this all these precious raw materials will be there in the composition base, which normally we value at the recoverable basis. When that consumption is there also, it will impact on my profitability. Compared to last year, there is an improvement on this also. Yearly, last year, our consumption of virgin materials to scrap is averagely 66% virgin and 34% plant rivets, whereas this time it has come down to around 55% virgin and 45% is the scrap, due to which we could gain in the consumption also, and also as I told, raw material prices. And as far as the order booking is concerned, 2024-25 is an excellent year for Medani. We have already booked nearly 1115 crores worth of orders, and we are expecting in these 2 to 3 months, we will get another 550 crores. So we will reach 1700 crores worth of orders in this year. As of today, we have nearly 1906 crores orders, executable orders are there. So we hope quarter four of FY25 and all the quarters of FY26, a good picture can be seen in Medani. Even coming to the capex side also, we have invested, because major investment is not there, still we planned around 60 crores to be invested in this year on capex. Already 40 crores we completed, balance 20 crores also we are going to invest now. Major plants, future plants also is there in the company, and Medani also is developing various new alloys, requirement for the aerospace, and some requirement of energy side, and also some naval side also we are developing. Even whatever earlier Medani has done certain products on army side, tank side, certain we are expecting certain barrel, gun barrel also we are expecting to re-enter the market. And other alloys also, as last time also we discussed, like ultra, another AUS advanced ultra super critical alloys also we wanted to develop, which will be used by BHEL for electricity generation. Ready also we are expecting. We have already discussed with IGCAR, who is developing with alloy with them. They have also placed a developmental order, and we have also involved in this further development. We have already established. Once orders comes from BHEL, we will be able to execute very sizable figure of this alloy. In addition to that, so many other materials also we are doing, and we are expecting, you know, earlier Medani is got the order of nearly some 2000 crores from ISRO. Now again, we are expecting, though the order is mostly completed, very nominal quantities are pending. This year, at the end of the year, we are expecting to get another 200 crores order we will get. With that also, Medani, because it is already in established for managing state, so we will be capable of supplying the same material within a year, as we have a facility available now. I have a wide plate mill which can be used and produce supply the items. Other one is rings are there. Here the BSS's own facility is there and funded facility, and we also have the facility we are taking up. If that is successful, entire 200 crores can be executed in 1 year. This is from my side. With me, my director production and marketing, Mr. Muthukumar, is there. Also GM marketing, Mr. AK Sharma, AGM finance, Mr. AP Rao, also is available here. Now I'll request the investors to raise your queries, if any, on Medani. We will try to explain you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Anil Bagaria from Equicorp. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible, sir? Hello? Hello? Am I audible?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you. Just a few
quick questions. Sir, as you mentioned that you are developing supercritical alloys for BEL, does this refer to the ultra-high megawatt thermal power plant that the government had? And these alloys are regarding to that project?
Yes, yes, you are right.
So what would be the tentative size of, the entire industry as such for the supercritical alloys? And what is the government ambition on all these all the ultra high megawatt power plant in terms of megawatts?
Megawatts? Can you? Our DPM will talk about
it. Megawatts is now in the development stage only. Now they are projecting they are called Supermi 42 and 7740. That is in the development stage, and we have been established that. And since it is an establishment, now there is going to be, they are thinking about a 5 mega project, but full detailing it is not known to us.
Okay.
But we have submitted our bid, our budget report to BHEL. It will be a big figure.
And in this, I believe,
based on the whatever successfulness we got, we have submitted a very big figure. Once that is finalized, we'll let you know. But it is a very good turnaround to Medani.
So I believe this is, in this industry, we are the only one Indian players we have placed bid for this order. I guess with the other bidders would be foreign, right? So we are looking at some kind of import substitutes in these kind of alloys.
Yes.
So, and what would be the duration if the order materializes for us? I mean, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years?
The alloy has been already developed. Okay, so if they place a foreign order, actually whatever budget equation we have given, they are comparing with the import. So the formal approval has to come from the government. So once it is done, there is a tendering process. After tendering, Medani will get the order. So when Medani gets the order, like any other alloy which we do it, depends upon the product size. We will be able to start delivering it within 6 months of time from the date of delivery, from the date of order.
Okay.
Because the product already established and we are in the budget report.
Okay. So coming down to the SMRs and the using our titanium alloy chemistry, so what is your thought process given the finance minister also emphasized on, I mean, amending the entire act, allowing private participation, and a lot of companies have started hunting for technology partners in reactors. So what would be your thought process on this entire industry that's panning out? Because they've given a target of about 100 gigawatts of nuclear by 2047. So your understanding on this particular industry, and I guess we are the only ones in the titanium alloy chemistry would be using, would be making, alloys for a number of components. If we've also done some projects in past with respect to the coastal side nuclear plants, if I'm not mistaken.
Titanium, you are not supplying
titanium. Nuclear power plant, they are taking titanium.
It is super light, it is not titanium.
So far, we are supplying some alloy for that, not specifically as titanium. But anyway, the requirement comes, we are geared up with respect to titanium production, because recently we had commissioned our new titanium plant, okay, new titanium plant. So now we are, there is a tender earlier, and we are geared up for the, what are the future requirement of the titanium, which will cater not only nuclear, for any other applications. So that already we had made, and we are also provisioned. Suppose if there is going to be a huge requirement of titanium, then we are also provisioned that we can install further 2 more walls in the same space, already we are having space, and what are supporting facilities for accommodating, for that we are also already installed. So we will be geared up to take up any other challenges with respect to titanium.
So, and is the titanium, the new titanium furnace operational? I mean, earlier we were doing test runs for orders to find the consistency and quality. So, is it commercialized for commercial batches right now?
It has become fully operational, and we started delivering products from the new definition. All our trial runs are over. Now we started producing from them.
No, titanium we are already supplying for the strategic projects. For commercial purposes, no issue at all. More stringent specifications we are meeting. So it is not difficult for Midani to produce titanium further. Only thing we have to concentrate more on getting the sponge and master alloys, which that also now we are getting, we are sourcing the more suppliers, and indigenization also we are doing.
Okay. So if you could also share some more details on the ISRO order that you just mentioned, that we had got earlier orders, and right now we are expecting to get about 200 crores order from ISRO.
ISRO already, whatever orders they have placed for the future launches also, they have taken material. Now they have some shortfalls which they are taking up. We are expecting that order by this month year end. That means FY25 year end, in the month of March something, we have submitted a budgetary quote. We need to finalize. They need to finalize, and we will get some orders. Totally 500 crores order we are going to get.
Okay,
total
so
this year 1700 crores order we are getting.
So out of the 500 crore marginal orders that we are expecting in Q4, so 200 crore order is from ISRO. The other 300 crore order we are expecting from which industry, sir?
Other miscellaneous, maybe defense. Defense side, aerospace side. I mean, it is a miscellaneous, other regular customers.
Actually, the Midani, now every year we get a Q4, you know, we are a strategic producer for giving material to defense, aero, and energy sector. So now for the next year requirement, normally we get orders in the last quarter of every year. So this year also we are expecting order worth of about 500 crore in this last quarter. Okay. So that happened from all the sector, including defense, naval, everywhere it will come. So that will be delivered in the next year. So that happens normally.
Thank you. Mr. Bagadia, we request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. We move to the next question. The next question is from Rakesh Roy from Boring Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question regarding your alloy super alloy which you are making for BHEL. Can you highlight the overall market size for this alloy for permission to happen?
This is first time developed in India with Midani. So this market, this technology also I think new. They are not yet clear. Government of India has to clear. Once it is cleared, the thermal power plant with AESC material, they will plan. Once that is planned, they wanted to know whether alloy can be developed in India. Maybe it can be imported also, they will see. But they asked us to develop, we developed. Now we are waiting for the final clearance from the government and inquiry from the BHEL.
Right, sir. My next question, sir, can you highlight on the what is the progress of our JV Melco for aluminum plant where we are currently?
Yeah, aluminum plant, it is again, we have made that Utkarsha you are talking now, that we are discussing, whatever data we obtained, it is not so much encouraging. Encouraging or giving that much of investment, Nalco and Midani does. The benefits, again, the consultant has to firmly give recommendation. It is not some positive recommendation. Still, we are studying. Even ministry level also, they are studying the project. We will let you know once a final outcome comes on this. We will inform definitely our investors.
And still, yet, how much we invested in this JV?
Pardon?
How much invested in this JV? In
around 4,500 crores. Till date, we have not. It is only land was procured. Actually, we invested 20 crores. Midani invested 20 crores, and in the form of capital, and Nalco also invested 20 crores, 40 crores. In that 10 crores, we spent on land and compound wall.
Okay.
No more. Only the now whatever we appointed the consultants and environmental clearance, these things we have done. That is in 1 or 2 crores. But ultimately, major investment was not there. Major investment will be decided based on the outcome and decision of the government on this, as this project appears not that much of encouraging, profitable or viable. So still discussions are going on, because the requirement of defense also very small in this, and other other areas like transportation, like railways and logistics, car manufacturers, using the aluminium alloys is not started at fully. So presently, even other other suppliers, competitors also coming into the market, and imported foreign by suppliers are cheaper than making in India. All these aspects they are studying. We have appointed one consultant. Their recommendation is given. We asked them to further study. Once the further report comes, then it will be discussed at ministry level. Then a decision will be taken on this. Till such time, whatever we invested, it will be in the form of FDRs only there.
Thank you. Mr. Roy, we request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. We take the next question from Pranav Bastawala, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Just one question. Basically, we have titanium dioxide is a raw material for us. And but when we are looking at it since last so many years, Medani has not tried to buy any ore, mine ore, for any captive consumption. Is there is a plan for buying any kind of this kind of mines in the future for this kind of titanium dioxide or for anything else? Because there is a company called PTC which has already commissioned a war furnace for the production of the aerospace grade titanium ingot in the country, first private sector company. Are we planning something of similar sort?
Coming to this titanium, from the ore we have to produce sponge. Sponge will be used in the ware. See, from ore to sponge, there is a lot of processes there. It is a huge investment. Medani's present requirement is around 1,000 to 1,500, which will go to 3,000. If this type of project is to be kept, yearly the capacity should be 20,000 tons like that. Even PTC also, if they have to put that facility. Now already in Kerala, one KMML is there. Their capacity is only 500 tons. That also they are not able to produce. Normally in this, they concentrate more on titanium oxide side. So whatever sponge is required presently, everyone is dependent on the foreign source only, which is competitive and better product you will get. Presently we are getting from other, even PTC also, they are trying from the foreign only. In fact, they also planned, but it is a huge investment side. Huge investment side. So that investment has to be seen, and there are talks that eastern side it will be planned like this. It has to materialize. Otherwise, till such time, we have to depend on KMML and also foreign sources only. Even KMML also, they are planning, it is a state government organization. They are also planning for enhance their capacity. If they enhance also, that can be used. But size-wise, in India, presently only Medani is producing. Maybe PTC might be added. And if the PTC added also, how much is the input required depends on that. Based on the size in future, they may decide. And Medani also, but as far as the requirement, I told you, it is a 20,000 tons like that. That much of requirement Medani is not having, even down the line, 4 or 5 years if you take also. So investment in titanium, making the titanium spawn or buying the titanium ore may not be present condition of Medani, may not be suitable. So sponge only we will source from outside India by way of import and also from KMML, which is a government organization.
Okay. Sir, only the last question. We have this JV with NALCO since several years, but it has not fructified, and in one of the con-call 2 years back, it was said that the actual whatever was envisaged and the requirement, what is required anticipated is absolutely low, the demand. What you would like to say today, for this JV will go ahead or it will remain as it is on paper?
Your question, right, you must have heard from the previous questioner also. He asked the same question. I have replied in detail. We have appointed a consultant to study the market, to see the prices of the import prices, what is our prices, who are all other people are there. So still, it is, as far as I told, it is not an encouraging situation. That's why we are rethinking, and it is discussed in the Utkarsha, that joint venture board meeting also. But still, it is not finalized. We have to take up with the ministry to be done, and the strategic requirement also very less. So definitely something will come next by next another one quarter, something may come. It is in the last stage only, but it is not encouraging. I told you.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from Parimal Mithani from Credential Investments. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to know the decrease in raw material price is because of what reason, sir, you can highlight, and what is the inventory level currently?
I didn't catch you. Can you please repeat?
One second.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah.
So I just wanted to know the raw material price have decreased. What is the reason for that, and if you can tell the inventory which we are carrying since long time, what is the status on that, sir?
The first question, raw material prices, it is volatile. See, as I told you earlier, nickel, before this global situation, this Russia-Ukraine war, geopolitical situation, certain prices have gone up, certain prices have normalized. So in that way, whatever prices earlier in the standard form, certain prices have increased and subsequently reduced, some prices are going up and down. In that way, it is a, see, whatever material, raw materials purchased by Nidani is not available in India. Number of sources also less. Because of the situation, sometimes we may not get the material from the required country. And further, buying from China also, certain restrictions are there. Even Australia also interested, but they are not coming forward. So that's the reason some prices are going up. It is a market condition. And if you even, it impacts even the dollar price also. And dollar goes up also, prices goes up. So this year what we have seen, nickel has come down. Moly, chromium, little bit increased. Titanium sponge also, because of the restrictions, titanium sponge also increased. So other prices is normal only. But majority, because Nidani is consuming more nickel, the other items are there. This year we have an advantage. Last year we have a disadvantage. We have to see in the future also. But indigenously developing these materials are difficult. Except this titanium sponge, some cobalt recovery also we planned. But otherwise, mostly we have to depend on the foreign sources only.
And sir, in terms of the order book, is it safe to say that we'll be having a healthy order book going forward from now because you're close to 2,000 crores?
Yeah.
Do we expect a jump in order book from now going ahead?
Already we have earlier years, it is only 1,000 crores like that order book. Now we have 2,000 crores. We have a very good order book. Now, going forward, same will be maintained. In Nidhi also, we'll try to achieve the order book, whatever is there, to execute. Once I execute, I will get further orders also. And another important thing, because of present situation, even foreign customers also approaching Nidani. Since foreign customers are approaching Nidani, foreign customers do not place the entire requirement at one go. They place in small parcels. Suppose once I execute those parcels at their satisfaction, they will continue to give some more order. Like that also, if you see this year, we have already touched 60 crores exports. Ever in the history of Nidani, this much of export we have not done. And going forward, exports also will go up because we have already established with the high level that customers like Boeing, Pratt & Whitney, Airbus, GE, these customers are also approaching Medani now. So only thing, they should get a confidence on Medani. That confidence will come over a period based on my supplies without any delays and quality. Once I do, there will be a good position will be there. Let us see. Now 2000 crores order book is a healthy book, healthy only. 1906 crores I have today.
Thank you, sir. I'm joining the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Anil Bagaria from Equicorp. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. So just to carry on the that you're supplying to most of the large aerospace companies, and you've also got a lot of contracts from them. So are those supplies related to critical aero engine components or non-critical aero engine components? Sir, if you could elaborate. And the way MRO is also being developed in the MRO ecosystem is being developed in India. So how do you see that space going forward?
Yeah, my DPM will explain.
They are going to components for aero application. So we are the major suppliers of whatever raw material it is required for the aero components to HAL. Okay. Recently, as has been discussed in the earlier conference also, that one of the major orders we attached for making Sukhoi engine to HAL. Okay. So that HAL which was being imported, now we are in the way to make components and which will be supplying to HAL. Okay, that is one part. And we will just start it. Once we are successful in that, that is supposed to be the most critical one. And we are supposed to get many of such orders. As on today, now our major component, whatever we are supplying, major component is going to aero one. So some of them are going for the critical application for the aero, some of them are slightly non-critical. But however, whatever we make, since it is going for aero, we have to say all are for critical component only, and it is all kind of very stringent quality requirement that we are able to meet it. And this whatever product we are giving it, which is connected into components, it is being used in various parts of the aircraft. Okay, right from engine up to the shaft, every part it is being used. So this is one. Coming to space. The space, as you know, that we only develop the material for space, and we continue to support for space, and that will continue. So as we've been deliberated, we are going to get a major order, okay, with respect to this, in the another one month, maybe by March. And this we will be continuing. We will be continuing because whatever the space, they have a program, and Medani will continue to support with respect to that. So that
the space and the aero continuity engineer. Actually meant on the MRO side. How do you see the MRO industry and our supplies for such critical, both critical and non-critical aerospace engine components Boeing, Pratt, Whitney, Rolls-Royce, Safran, etc. So I meant that entire industry as such. How do you see that panning out?
MRO is a maintenance department. Now, whatever since we have started developing this supply and other things, now already we started developing some of the components for HAL. Okay, let me on. Coming to export, now Pratt & Whitney and other company like we already initiated, as DF has told, these are all export orders, they will not go for the bulk order. Now GE engines, Pratt & Whitney and all, we started getting orders and we started executing it. And that's why compared to last year, 23-24, 24-25, our export order has gone up. These are all mostly for the regular requirement as well as for the replacement of the existing. Once it is established, we are very sure some of the party like Pratt & Whitney or GE, Safran, all those things we will be able to supply in future.
So lastly, sir, are we making any material or components or anything got to do with the outer body metal alloys for the upcoming fighter jet programs?
Fighter jet? Outer body we don't make.
No, outer body we don't make.
It is engine part.
Okay, we just do the engine part, we don't do the outer body.
So, outer part.
Thanks a lot, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Rakesh Roy from Boring Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, can you light on that your recent tie-up with the parent that I with me for to supply components for their business?
Please repeat.
Hello. Sir, can you light on the sir your recent tie-up with the parent with me?
Second,
you
are
competent.
Yeah.
The problem with me, as I already told you, know, that we already taken some order. Okay, that we are executed, and we have got the repeat order, which we have been executing. And we are having a regular meeting with them. Once we execute the present order, okay, which I don't want to believe the what sort of a component, which if we execute by this financial year, there is the assurance from product with me that we will get double the numbers what we are executing now. So this will continue to be there. So this is in the form of rods, disc, ring. So we are getting this thing.
These are all raw materials which will be made component by the sub-suppliers.
So this we are continuing to support and we are very sure that we will be one of the partners for problem in the future. Because they have done a lot of audit on us and with our quality system they are very much satisfied and they are going ahead with placing a bond.
Try to understand sir, how much order we are looking every year from this one, this tie-up, starting with me.
Order value?
No, order value is
it goes for qualification norm, then only.
No, as I have been telling you, what order value with respect to product with me, it is going to be very huge. As I told you. This is the first year, I tell you what are the steps have been taken. First year they have come, they have audited our plan. And since subsequent audit, they have placed order worth of 10 crore. That we have executed. Subsequently, they have placed the order. That we are executing it. On executing this, they may give one more trial order. Then that we have executed. Subsequently, we will become a partner to that. Order value can go to the tune of maybe 200-300 crores. Because Prandavit is a big company and they want all sort of super alloys, which already we had established and proved to broader way that we are capable of making whatever forms they want. So it is a question of winning their confidence over the period, which they are establishing by giving different trial orders. That is being executed by Milan.
As I told earlier, they don't place their entire requirement at one go. They will place in small parcels. Once we establish over a period, then they may go for a rate contract. A lot of conditions will be there. We also have to see whether we can go for rate contract, present price volatile and all. All these are there. Maybe some price escalation they give. Still, we are establishing with them all these foreign suppliers. It is an opportunity came to Midani because of the present global situation, which we are able to encash to the extent possible Midani's capability. And we are trying to establish ourselves with the foreign buyers. We are doing that. So if you want to quantify, we may not be able to quantify that much, but definitely it is a positive growth will be there.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. I have a few questions. The first one is on the margin, EBITDA margin. Very encouraging to see that we have returned back to 20+, and this quarter was 22% EBITDA margin. Now, I just wanted to ask, in the light of the orders that we have and the raw material cost, of course, nickel doesn't seem to go up now. So is 22% is the kind of sustainable margin that we can build in for the next couple of quarters at least?
Yeah, we can see 22% this quarter average we got there. Definitely we can maintain. It may little bit that side or this side if you happen. It all depends on three factors. One is raw material prices. Another one is my composition of consumption of virgin materials or scrap. If I am able to utilize my plant, I don't say scrap also, it is a plant returns. Scrap means it gives a wrong meaning. In plant returns, it is having a very high value material. If I am able to use in some of the applications, here I will get the desired yield. Definitely it is encouraging. You may be seeing earlier, there are the days where we got more EBITDA also, 25-30% also. So we wanted to see that also. That is also possible once we improve on yield. Definitely 22% we can maintain.
Yes, the person wouldn't like the fact that now
your voice is not audible.
Am I audible now? Hello?
Yeah.
So I was asking more in the context of the fact that now we are going to get, possibly ISRO order again, which generally improves margins we have seen in the past. So definitely we can, see that margins might go up further from here.
I should not say because of ISRO, I am getting more margins. If my performance improves, definitely I will get margins. That performance improves because when I am establishing new grades, initially I may be getting lesser yield. Over a period, once the grade is established, I will get more yield. Definitely, my margins will go up. And it depends on the market condition also. Based on that, improvement will be there. I don't conclude or I don't say that because of ISRO order I got very good margins.
See, as you see now that if you compare year wise, that with the almost same level of our sales, okay, we could be able to make more profit compared to last year. One reason, as it has been stated, this is the price of raw material. But other reason, also because of our increased efficiency with respect to usage of more rigors and also our operational efficiency. That is why we could be able to save some efficiency. So this, we had established some of the grades and this whatever EBITDA we have made, it will continue. Going to the level of 30-38%, again, our main motto is, you will see last year, our inventory was to the worth of same period, it was 194 crore. Now it is only 73 crore. So our main thing is we don't want to build any further inventory. So by controlling the inventory at the same time by operating efficiency, we want to increase the EBITDA. So the EBITDA will be definitely at the same level and we'll try to improve upon. This again depends upon the product constraint and our usage of fibers. So definitely it will be, there will be improvement in coming quarters.
Got it, sir. The second question is on the titanium wire that we actually commissioned last quarter. Just wanted to understand that, what is the status of that? Have we taken the first ingot out? What is the utilization over there? So if you can comment on that.
Yeah. Presently, we are utilizing our wire fully as we have titanium sponges available. Earlier utilization, stabilization is there. Now, because of non-availability of master alloy, some production decrease is there last quarter. But now we already tied up with master alloys and sponge also. There is no issue of utilization of titanium wire. It will be utilized 100%. No issue.
Sir, is it possible to give a breakup in your order book, sector-wise breakup?
Sector-wise, eh?
Yeah, 1916 crore.
One second. See, if you see my order book, aerospace is more. Today I have 907 crores. In that 800 and odd is aero. Naval is 500. Army, space, 150 like that. Missile also is there. Missile also you can say it is a different thing. Exports, we have a pending order of 50 crores, energy another 30 crores, and others around 40 crores. Like this, major is now aerospace.
Okay, and railways, we have something or no?
It is around, I can say, it is around 45% aerospace. Naval is next level, is around 30%. And army, space is only below 10%. As we told, we have already executed ISRO's order. And new order comes again, it will build up. Missile and other things are same. Exports also, we already executed 60 crores, another 50 crores order is there. And if this is executed, we are expecting some more orders. Like this, we have, okay, majority wise, aero only, aero and naval. balance are it is around 20-30%.
Okay, got it, sir. I will just get back in the queue and maybe come up for some follow-up questions.
Thank you. Next question is from Viraj Mithani from Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations.
Good afternoon.
So my question is, what will be your guidance for this year in terms of top-line growth and the bottom line?
Pardon?
What guidance would you, what guidance we give for this year, you know, and next year?
Next year.
Then profit.
Guidance means we have very good orders. We have to try to execute these orders. One is aerospace, another one naval. If these orders are executed, as you know, government is sanctioned so many LCS pages and all. Once that is happening, we are going to get some more orders in aerospace, either HAL and other side exports also. Exports, if I complete, I'll get some more orders. And another important area is titanium. Titanium being used in the aerospace, in naval also some other area. Now, since I have established my RRAP, I am planning I'll get, and material availability also increase, I may be able to do more titanium. And other facilities, we are, whatever is there, that in Rotak or WPM also, we are concentrating how to get more business. As some tenders were there of defense, army and aero, if that is successful, we will get load to the Rotak plant also.
Okay, so you mean 20% growth at least?
Your voice is something not audible. Can you please...
It's fair to assume it will be 20%.
Sorry.
Hello?
Mr. Mithani, if you're on a hands-free, request you to use the handset and maybe speak a little bit further. The voice is not very clear.
Yeah, one second. Hello, is it clear now?
Yeah,
tell me. Yeah.
Yeah, so is it fair to assume that the sales will grow by 20% at least?
By 20%, definitely.
Okay. Totally.
Thank you. Because I have an order book of 2,000 crores.
Okay.
Definitely it will go. Almost all facilities being established, grades also established, 20% is not a difficult target.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Anil Bagada. Please go ahead.
So just a clarification. So when you said naval orders are for 500 crores, sir, does it pertain to the armor plate contract that we got from Navy?
No.
For naval vessel?
There is no such. This one is different. A strategic project. Certain things are there. It is a confidential projects are there.
Okay.
There the Mithani material is going on.
Okay.
We are supplying. Those things.
Do you see the application of armor plate in most of the and a lot of naval vessels?
The armor plates will not be used in the naval. Armor plate will be used in the vehicles or aircrafts and all. Certain armoring will be done. That is different. In naval application is something else.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the clarification. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for taking my questions again. Just a couple of more questions. So the order inflow that we had this quarter, I mean, your order inflow, if I compare it with other defense companies, it has been relatively better. So just wanted to understand some of the key programs for which the inflow was there and whether this inflow also included something in exports.
Exports is very nominal income, but key major we are expecting from the programs only. And as I explained, VSSC, ISRO order, but exports will be how much? Very nominal.
We are not expecting anything in the fourth quarter.
In this fourth quarter.
We have to complete this 50 crores order.
We have been discussing that export, whatever order they got, we are planning to execute and finish by this quarter. Then the further order will flow from the next year on. But as well as for strategic program, we continue to get the order and we will get in the fourth quarter also. From mostly defense and space, the fourth quarter, and from the air also. So this year will continue, and once we execute this, then further more order will come. That is the flow.
Okay. Sir, another one on utilization of white plate mill and Rohtak plant. What was the revenue contribution from both of these in 9 months of this year?
White plate mill, that we are told, that because of the white plate mill only, we could able to execute orders for this space in the shortest possible time. That is why we could able to execute whatever pending orders were there about 2 years back. We could able to execute it, and now we are not having almost any order. But the further order for the future program, if anything comes on the plate, that we will be executing in quickest possible time. Coming to Rohtak, say Rohtak, it is a different type of this thing. There we do both the body armory and the vehicle armory. Recently we have executed one big order for Air Force. Okay, that is worth of about the 42 crore order. We have executed it. So we have got a lot of confidence in executing that. So now we are expecting that such a body armoring order will come from other people also. So we are also discussing with the army. So that we are going to do some trial jackets, and once it is approved, there is going to be a huge number of jackets it is going to come. So we are working on that. Other sector which is done in the Rohtak is the body vehicle armoring. Vehicle armoring, initially we had supplied about 62 number of vehicles to Jammu and Kashmir. Then subsequently we got another 20 numbers. In the 20 number, we had almost executed 90% of the order, remaining is to be executed in this quarter. And again, we have got some more order from the JNK police. Seeing the performance, what we have done at the JNK police, from other police also, they started giving order like a Bihar police, Punjab police, Odisha police, all are started giving order. So this is, it was in a body stage, slowly it is growing. So once it goes, then definitely after 1 year or 2 years, then this unit will become fully vibrant. We will be getting more and more orders in the sector, especially on body armory and vehicle armory. Apart from that, we are also working with the Air Force for armoring their helicopters. That one order was executed, and we are expecting a repeat order on that.
The Indian Army won tender also.
Indian Army is vehicle. So that is also in the discussion stage. So we are discussing. There are some issues in executing that we are discussing on the technical specification. So all this, after 2 years, I cannot say definitely will happen next year. Maybe after 1 year, definitely there will be a lot of improvement in the Rohtak plan.
For armor, Rohtak side, huge potential is there. Even a consultant was appointed, we have studied the requirement of the country, huge requirement is there, even competitors also is there. Only Rohtak has to be supplying to the state police level, they have to improve, and automatically, once we go on supplying, we will get some more orders. That we are expecting. WPM also, whatever load, surplus load is there, we are talking to the people. Either on buying slabs and rolling it and give it, or on conversion basis, something may materialize either this quarter or next year. In the Q1 of FY26, we'll do something. Otherwise, WPM facility for our internal supplies of plates, wherever required for the strategic projects or for the energy projects, we are using and we are supplying in time. Delay, suppose is the same route if we apply HRM, CRM, it will be, process will be delayed. In WPM route, it is becoming faster.
Okay. Sir, just a follow-up on this army jacket. So what is this army jacket order that we are expecting? Or which level it is? What material will be there?
The tender is more than a lakh number. 1,35,000 something. They are at to finalize. Whether they give it to one party, two parties, three parties, we have to see. Medani also pursuing that. And whatever samples they are asking also, we are discussing and giving. Once the tender is finalized, even we get a number of, say, 25% or 30% also, it is a huge value.
Okay. Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Due to time constraints, we'll have to take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you. Now I request my DPM to give the closing remarks.
As we have discussed, now Midani is in the correct path and we have improved compared to whatever we were there in the last year with respect to profit, EBITDA and reduction in the inventory. Our order position also very good. And the coming years also, we are expecting 2 year order because of this government's initiative on indigenization. And there will not be any dearth of order. And we have also added new facilities like new war which has come. And we have modernized our barn wire mill, which is also going to be major useful. And we are planning to invest further 100 crores in the next year. So these all will help further augmenting the facility, which in turn will cater the requirement of all the strategic programs. Now if you see our delayed order, whatever it was there, drastically it has come down. It used to be about 2 years back, it was used to be about 1,000 crores. Now it has come less than 200 crores. So that shows that we had improved our efficiency in executing the order. So this will further come down. And the next year, if you say, at the end of the next year, there will not be any delayed order. So this all will create a lot of confidence on our customer. And our sales also, since a lot of this in turnover also, definitely there will be improvement by 20%. Because we added a new equipment, which recently has been commissioned in the third quarter and coming to operation from the fourth quarter. So this will come in hand to hand in the next year. So we'll have a great future in the next year. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.